Good morning, traders. Welcome to today's market review. This is Fred Razak at CM Trading. Today is November 30th, 2022, and today is Wednesday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, the Dow Jones did sell lower. But first, looking at the major economic events of today at 3:30 South African time, out of the United States, we have a preliminary quarterly GDP, that's gross domestic product, coming out of the United States. And then at 8:30 South African time, Fed Chairman Powell will be speaking, so that if there are any surprises, which I don't expect, you do want to know about it. Now, looking at the various markets, starting out with the Forex symbols, we saw the euro dip below the 200-day moving average. The indices, the Dow Jones did sell off, while the NASDAQ was down as well, but not by big. Now, looking at commodities, gold and oil unchanged, and mostly the stocks remained green yesterday, ironically, but the markets were down. And lastly, looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin spikes to the upside. But first, let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. We're looking at the euro USD. And we're right there. That black line is a 200-day moving average. We spiked above it, but we didn't sustain it. And then we're selling off. Now, we're not selling off on major volume. I mean, if we were up here in volume-wise, I would say, okay, no-brainer. It's as easy short. No problem. But it's not that. It's not doing that. And it's just maybe trading sideways until we have direction in the markets. Remember, now, we have NFP coming out on Friday. And then next week, we have CPI numbers coming out. And then following that, we also have FOMC, last rate statement of the year. So this is lots of news to digest. And I think the markets are just waiting to hear in which direction moving forward. Now, looking at the GBP, also not much doing here. The Aussie also just gaining just a little bit, which is a good sign because it looked like it was giving it up yesterday or the other day. But it did rally a little bit back. Now, looking at commodities, gold is just perking up right now. It was trading at 1753 this morning. But again, it's not big volume. It's not spiking up. There has been a few pockets of opportunities, but really it's been a very tight range. I mean, that's, you know, looking at a 30-minute chart, we were between 1762 and 1740 pretty much. And right now we're still in the middle of that. If we break above 1757, maybe it'll become interesting and you'll see some follow through. But otherwise, you know, it's been a very tight range. Looking at crude oil, $78. Now, this was kind of interesting because we had this V formation. We went from 79 down to 73 and then back up within a very short period of time. Now, V formations do happen in the markets, V patterns, because they're kind of like a fake out where I think it's getting low. Looks like it's tanking, it's going to break lower, and then it just in the last second just comes up. Now, these type of situations happen because, look, we hit a double bottom here, okay? And the markets were not ready to sell off oil because we are in the midst of the winter in the northern hemisphere where most of the world is really consuming oil. So there was too much strength to take this further down to maybe $70 a barrel. But you could see here quite clearly, it's a double bottom. At least for now, this is sustainable. Okay, this double bottom, this little thing right here is a double bottom. And it was previous support at $74. So, you know, all in all, yes. Has it gotten weaker? Yes. Does it mean that it's going to go, you know, back to $94? Not necessarily, not anytime soon. But it's going to be carrying itself in a range-bound trading. So you've got to adjust yourself to that type of environment. Now, looking at the U.S. markets, let's take a look at the Dow Jones trading right now at 33,913. Now, we sold off from the high of 34,300 down to 300, 700. With 600-point move, decent move in a couple of days for a correction. Now, a couple of things about this. It did break that moving average, the 8-day moving average. If that levels off and you see that that's going to be a point of pivoting. Now, we are going into major news. Again, we're going into FOMC rate statement, we're going to NFP, and we're going into CPI numbers in the next 2 weeks. So this is really very important as to which way we're going to continue going here. Now, looking at the individual stocks, Apple was up a little bit, not really much, but up, you know, it was a green day. Alcoa was also just unchanged in the day. Facebook also just at 109, but, you know, holding itself. Microsoft bounced a little bit here. Okay, so the markets are obviously just waiting for major news for it to take itself. The one that was strong was JP Morgan. move right back up to its highs at 136. So, you know, this is the thing, is that the market's still trying to figure out where they're standing right now vis-a-vis the world economy, vis-a-vis China with unrest there, vis-a-vis Ukraine and Russia. You know, lots of things happening in the market right now that it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to go higher. But also, if this is sustaining itself economically, not necessarily are we going to go lower either. Now, lastly, looking at Bitcoin, look at that spike. I mean, this is just, where did this come from? I don't know. And it doesn't have a lot of volume. So it's the top of the range. You know, all intents and purposes, it tells you to short it. But, you know, the amount of volume that we're losing here, I mean, this is the volume back here. Okay, this is what I'm talking about. That's a lot of participation. This is not so much participation. So kind of have to adjust yourself to it because it's, you know, is it going higher to go lower? Who knows? I mean, it's just, it doesn't have character anymore. When you lose volume, you lose character and it's much more difficult to trade. So if you do want to stay away from it, and that's what I would recommend. There are other things right now that are happening in the markets. And we are going into December, which generally speaking is a rally into the end of the year kind of environment. So just be aware of that. This is Fred Razak. I want to wish you guys a great training.